sports section of the news. Williamson brings nasty side to the Suns by Scott Bordow. Corliss Williamson's nickname during his 14-year NBA playing career was the Big Nasty. It seems, though, that the Suns' newest assistant coach has a bit of a split personality. It's funny, Suns general manager Ryan McDonough said Thursday. When we interviewed Corliss and did our background check on him, he's very mild-mannered off the court, but he has some of that incredible Hulk when you get him mad. Williamson, the first assistant hired by coach Igor Kokoskov, will work with the Suns' big men, and Phoenix hopes the edge he played will rub off on Marquise Chris, Dragan Bender, and let's say if the Suns draft a certain University of Arizona center with the number one pick. I think it helps you when you have an edge to you on the court, especially when you're a big guy, Williamson said. You have to do all the dirty work, boxing out, rebounding. It's a battle down there. So the more you can incorporate that into your workouts and the way you approach the game, I think it helps you become more effective on the court. Williamson's decision to join the Suns stems in part from his relationship with Kokoskov, who was an assistant with the 2003-2004 Pistons team that won the NBA championship. Williamson, who played four seasons in Detroit, said he immediately connected with Kokoskov and admired the work Kokoskov did in subsequent years, including guiding Slovenia to the EuroBasket 2017 championship. Williamson said he also is excited about the Suns' future. We have some good pieces here now, he said. The opportunity to have a number one draft pick, and also in talking with management, how they really want to structure this team and change it and get it on the right path. It's always good to be on the ground floor of something. There were opportunities to go places where things are already made, but to have that opportunity to be here at the ground level and help rebuild this organization is something I was very intrigued, happy, and excited to be part of. Kokoskov told Williamson his responsibilities would not be limited to Phoenix's big men. One thing I like about Igor is he said he really doesn't want to define anybody's roles, said Williamson, formerly an assistant with Orlando and Sacramento. He wants everyone to be able to coach offense and defense, and that's how you grow as a coach. I'm appreciative of that. Suns likely to stash draft pick. Suns have four draft picks, numbers 1 and 16 in the first round and numbers 31 and 59 in the second round, but don't expect them to use all four players they will bring to training camp. McDonough said it's a strong possibility the Suns will use the number 59 pick on a player they can stash overseas. He said he doesn't want to add three or four rookies to an already young roster. We're looking for more high-end talent than volume of players, he said. Versatile Kita Bates-Diop. The Suns worked out six more players Thursday. Ohio State forward Kita Bates-Diop, Virginia guard Devon Hall, Colorado center George King, Xavier guard J.P. Makura, USC center Chimezi Metu, and Kansas guard Malik Newman. Bates-Diop was the headliner of the group. He is projected to go anywhere from mid to late first round, but if he slides, could be a strong candidate for the Suns at number 31. The 6'9" Bates-Diop was the Big Ten Player of the Year after averaging 19.8 points and 8.7 rebounds for the Buckeyes last season, while shooting 48% from the field and 35.9% from three-point range. Bates-Diop then raised his stock at the combine when his wingspan measured 7'3". McDonough said Bates-Diop can be a player who guards four different positions and can play a small ball center offensively. Boy, he's really long and versatile, McDonough said. One of the things that stood out at the workout today and at Ohio State is that he's able to step out and make shots from the perimeter. With his length, he can get into the paint and into the post area and score over the top. Defensively, he's really versatile. Again, that length and freakish wingspan helps, and he also slides pretty well. So he's a unique player, a versatile player, and a kind of player every team's looking for. J.P. Makura hurt. Makura injured his shoulder with about 20 minutes left in the workout and did not participate in the post-workout 3-minute run. McDonough said the initial diagnosis was a stinger. Hopefully nothing is separated or dislocated, McDonough said. Chimisi Metu's confident words. Metu, who averaged 15.7 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks per game for USC last season, is considered a mid-second round pick, but he believes he's being undervalued. Asked how he compares to some of the top men in the draft, he said, I think I'm just as good as them or maybe even better than some of them. And that article by Scott Bordow was titled, Williamson Brings Nasty Side to the Suns.